This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's hour one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We have 3 hours of sports gold here coming up before we get to the Rangers pregame show. So we got to cram 5 hours of content into 3 hours. Are we up for it? Yes, I believe so.
My body's ready.
Yeah, there's Eric Chia follow. I'm Gavin Dawson.
Sorry.
Broadus is in the house. Former Cowboy Scout Super Bowl champion, yeah. Lucius Alexander's
long
in the
time ago.
Cup Master Control. Send Wolchuk some love on social media. Let him know that he is missed. And Melrose's take on the Winnipeg Jets song is it's being requested across the GBAC Nation.
If you're like a Winnipeg Jet employee, are you kind of like,
guys,
what are we doing?
Yes, yeah. Everybody has to be hockey, disgusted. The problem is this was released right before the postseason for them.
Yeah.
So they've had now weeks
they're playing this in the arena then?
Remedy this problem. I don't know.
Like between periods, you're going to get your Labatts and you're like, you have to listen to that song?
I'm sure they're going to.
The music video was filmed in the arena, so clearly
it's a big production.
Yeah.
You can hear that they had music professionals working on this. It's a high budget type of deal.
No. Yeah. No. Yep. You can tell that?
Oh, yeah.
Just by that?
By listening to it? Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like they're repeating the same.
Well, look, it involves no creativity, but the technicians, the engineers, the musicians that they employed to execute the song, professionals. You know, so yes, they're going to roll this thing out. They're going to embarrass themselves. They've never been on the big stage. As I told you in Crosstalk, they've only won 4 series
in
their franchise's history. Mm-hmm. Seems like they've been around for a half century. You know, they're like all of the worst
like
American
six.
Sports teams combined.
Yeah.
When it comes to ineptitude.
Well, it's tough when you have a fan base like this. They thought this was a good idea. This just shows how much of a lack of playoff experience they actually have.
Like you're waving the white towel, like you're kind of getting into it.
Now, their home environment is pretty impressive.
Oh no, it is
on a game night.
But they put that song over the speakers, and you're like,
kills it.
We're supposed to be a hockey team here. We're supposed to be tough. And
a player, I would imagine, would step up and say, "Hey, we're not playing this in the arena." Like.
I would imagine, probably, you know, I just don't know if they're aware enough.
Okay.
Like, you want me to play the worst game I've ever played? You're going to play the song.
They're basically like the homeschooled kid of the league. You know, they're out there in remote Canada.
Oh, you know what? I can't. The homeschooled used to just pummel Bennett. Now, any sporting event that Bennett played against the homeschooled
sometimes
team,
they can be great at sports.
They are really great. I don't think Bennett ever
but they're
been
a little bit
team.
Socially unaware
okay,
from time
I,
to
I'm
time.
With you.
And that's obvious because they have opened up the door to AAC disaster. Because we've got our hands on this thing now.
Yeah.
Watch Hellebuck start getting the spin cycle.
Uh-oh.
And all of a sudden, Shippy's dropping,
uh-oh.
Hella Hellebuck, buck, buck, hella Hellebuck. And the whole crowd is chanting. Now, maybe we've Hellebutted it. Maybe we've remixed it by then,
like
Dawson.
That.
And we
like
go
that.
With the Hellebutt take there.
Yeah.
Either way, that is something that is going to ring in the nightmares of Mr. Hellebuck for the rest of time.
It is so bad. We should do some sort of a reply to it and making fun of it.
Okay.
That has to be game three when we start peppering old Hellebuck. That's going to start ringing.
Sounds like a great project for Bobby Belt and Peyton Russell with all their musical talents.
Let me ask you this, though, guys. If you're okay, you're in the room there. You're one of the players. Do you go up to the captain and say, bro, you got to say something to management? We can't be can't be doing this.
Yeah, how'd this
song does the captain have a responsibility to go to the front office and
every player in that locker room has a responsibility.
All I would say is sometimes things can get silly, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't say anything we've done is silly. Yeah. You know, we have been putting up claw and antlers and doing all sorts of
what did you think about
songs,
the Creed stuff?
The Creed stuff?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes something goes viral just because it's silly and we're having fun because we haven't won in a long time. We finally got the best team in the league.
Yeah, but the Creed stuff, and I'm not a Creed fan, but that was better than that song I just heard.
Well, yeah, I think it was organic, you know, and it was kind of, it's ironically funny, you know, in a way. But yeah, what they've done up there, I would be really embarrassed. I'd be trying to pull the plug on it if I was involved in any way. I think there's still time to be like, ha, that was just, we were just trolling.
That was round one against the Blues.
The real hype song is coming.
Get ready, Pantera, AC/DC about to happen.
At least for the Creed, the Creed thing like started in the Ranger clubhouse. You know, that was something that was birthed from within and came out to the rest of us, and we supported it. Yeah. This is something that feels like it's coming from the fan base and now trying to infiltrate a team that's trying to go on a special run here, and the fan base is, from the looks of it, actively playing defense against that.
I mean, you got a couple of things. Once it gets too big and you got too many voices in the room, you're going to have a marketing department that wants to be super fan friendly, right? We want the little kids singing this so that we can have generations of Winnipeg Jets fans. And then you got lawyers, you know, don't want to do anything edgy, don't want to do anything potentially offensive, you know, fun. Definitely don't want to talk trash, you know,
right?
Because that might agitate the other team. And that all, you know, can come together for a hodgepodge of disaster. That's what the Winnipeg Jets have done here with this latest sports song.
Hey, can it, Stars Talk real quick? Are you about to do some more Stars Talk?
Could
I throw something at you real quick? With the series starting there in at Winnipeg and Dallas's ability that they have where they lose the first game.
Yeah, series starts game two.
Are you worried about that? Like it being?
I'm worried about that.
Usually, like,
what have they lost? Eight game ones in a row, something like that.
I think crazy. It's at least seven.
But but it's usually like they get to. I don't know how it's been here lately. I should have checked this before I asked this question. But they seem to lose these game ones, and does it affect them? Like now, you're kind of throwing away a game where you makes it maybe you have to win all your games home.
Yeah, that's the bed that you make for yourself in that situation, and that's something that
is there some hockey worry there when that.
I still think you win game two. I don't get worried as the road team until you lose both of them. But you know, one thing about some of the players that we have, whether it's the Rangers or the Mavs before they traded Luka, or here with the Stars team, but they've proven they're the best when all the chips are down.
Sure,
you know,
no, that's absolutely true. I just wonder something. I was thinking with Dallas's, they always seem to lose game one and not having home ice. You know, to make up for it, say in like a game seven setting, is that something that's going to ultimately bite them in the rear?
Yeah, it makes the question even bigger for it.
Then you have to find a way to steal a game there for sure, but does it make you have to win all your games at home?
I think so. It definitely puts that pressure on it.
You want to win your games
it.
At home anyway.
I think hockey in general, for whatever reason, some of these teams can be more resilient on the road. You know, and hey, in the case of the Rangers, they just went out and won all of them on the road.
They sure did.
Yeah, but as you mentioned, Game 1 Stars Jets tomorrow. Ralph Stranges is going to join us here tomorrow.
Ralphie. Show. Yeah.
I cannot wait for that.
What happened?
I just saw that Leody Taveras has been claimed by the Seattle Mariners.
Nice.
Of Seattle.
Very good. I'm glad he's going to get
Mariners
that opportunity.
The Mariners of Seattle?
That's right.
Yeah, which means...
not the Kraken.
So they assume the remainder of the contract. $3.25 million.
See you later. Thank you so much, Leody Taveras, for being amazing in the World Series. Made some great catches. Had some big hits. You know? And it's unfortunate that it's not going to work out because we could really use something at center field. Yeah. I think it's very telling that the Rangers decided to move on from a guy that's not a massive hit. But so him getting picked up takes $4 million off your payroll. And remember, the Rangers are like razor thin. Trying to stay clear of that luxury tax line. So this moves them down farther, gives them a little bit of a wiggle room. Maybe, you know, they could get a bat. It's obviously going to have to be a young bat under team control still, because I don't think they're going to afford any sort of veteran guy. But that is, it's good to know. And we do have Rangers baseball coming up at 5 o'clock there in Boston. We are monitoring the weather. But yeah, big show coming up. Patrick Corbin's going to join us at 3:20. Apparently, he's a big baseball card guy.
Really?
Yeah. So he's probably running into Bassick and, you know, talking baseball cards, you know. Right. But yeah, I loved baseball cards as a kid. Eighth grade, I made one of the worst decisions of my life. Well, maybe not one of the worst decisions, but one of the most foolish. I left my baseball cards in my locker and went to class.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And somebody was watchdogging you?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you could do this trick where you could hold up on it and dial back to the number, and sometimes it would lift up.
Ooh.
So, you know, dude probably, you know, saw that I had them and went by my locker, maybe got a bathroom break or something in between classes or something like that, and bingo, bango, bongo, which is unfortunate. Of course, back then you did not have cameras.
Were you being flashy with it? Were you being loud and proud
with
it?
Probably. Yeah. I mean, now it's stuff from the 80s, which we later found out was overmass produced, but like all the rookie cards from like the Roger Clemens and the Tony Gwynns and everything through the 80s there.
When did you find out that you lost them? Like there was nothing that they could like... Okay.
Around fourth period.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Then like 48 hours later.
So we can't like shut down the school and try and like search backpacks or something like that?
No. I don't think they would have wanted to do that. Maybe they could have in the 80s. I don't know. That's, you know, kind of a privacy invasion.
Yeah,
but I mean, the good news is
somebody stole your cards. Yeah. I mean, that's not privacy. We're trying to
that is theft, you know. Yeah. And it was definitely jarring. But you know, I think the lesson was learned for me. You can't just leave stuff laying around and assume nobody's going to steal it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the good news was over time, none of those were that valuable, and it allowed me to like refocus my resources as I tried to reassemble the collection. I got better stuff. You know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that ended up being a win.
Yeah, overall, it was a win. And a lot of those cards we had opened as little kids, and they were damaged. I mean, it's like, sweet, you got a Wade Boggs rookie card, but there's a giant crease through the middle of it because you put it in your spokes when you were 7 years old or something like that.
So you had like a card that's worth like about 50 grand right now that was running through your spokes.
Probably.
Water just splashing up on it and all that. Yeah, okay.
I mean, there were some cool cards. I think like Joe Montana, you know, Jerry Rice type of stuff.
I had cards from the 70s, and, you know, I didn't know what to do. I just got rid of them. You know, you move and you're like,
yeah,
what are the other old baseball cards? I guarantee you there were probably some that were worth something in that thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I saved all my old programs, though. I got all those Super Bowl programs. I have a Super Bowl program from like Super Bowl III. So
that's neat.
I have like every Super Bowl program is a collection. So that's kind of my thing I would never part ways with.
You know what I kept were, you know, we were collecting baseball cards, and then at some point basketball cards become a thing in the late 80s, early 90s, and they released the Beckett basketball editions. Hmm. So like the first, second, and third Beckett's were like my seventh or eighth grade years, and I'm always at the card shop. So it's beautiful. It's got like one of them's got Jordan on it, one of them's got David Robinson on it, and
that's fun.
That's cool.
Put them in the binder.
We didn't have card shops, man. We didn't have any place to take cards and like
wheel and deal.
There was no economy.
Yeah, it was just like you got the packs of cards. Yeah, you rode the bike up to the 7-Eleven. The 25 cents. You got them. You usually got like four or five players. You got like a Mike Cubbage was a guy you always got.
Yeah.
Like, ah, damn, another Mike Cubbage. You know, I didn't say damn, but I'm like, oh, Mike Cubbage again. Oh, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was like we didn't have a place to take them and say we didn't know anything about collecting. We collected them, but we didn't have anybody to tell you like
there was no market.
Man, yeah. Hang on to these. Mm-hmm. They're going to be worth some money one day.
Well, at some point in the 80s, they realize some people have been hanging on to these cards for decades, and these ones are worth a lot.
Maybe I'm missing out on that.
But then they mass produced, so everybody's out there chasing the next big card, buying up all these cards. But there was really no scarcity at all on them.
Yeah.
So we ended up holding a bunch of junk, and now they got to like specially engineer rarity. Oh, this one's got a piece of his jersey, or this one's gold plated, or whatever. Okay. Game 1, Stars and Jets tomorrow. How can you pick against the Stars after seeing what they just did to the Avs? You know, I mean, do they need Miro? Apparently not. You know, will he actually play? I don't know. We did some old school investigation into this, and you know, he did have surgery, and he's wearing a brace that people recovering from an ACL wear. So was that an ACL surgery? If that was, I doubt he's coming back 4 months later.
No.
So fingers crossed. It could be a variety of other injuries, but would that impact if I told you Miro's not going to play in this series?
You know, I think there would if in fact that Hellebuck was playing well. Had played well in the Blues series and they swept the Blues, I would be like, oh, this is gonna be tough.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna need. But the fact that he's not playing very well right now, they haven't been playing particularly well on the road. Dallas does have the ability to go on the road. I know the Colorado scene, I said it before the series, was going to be tough, and Dallas found a way to get it done. Good for them. They played well really all year on the road. So, yeah, you got to give the Stars an absolute chance in this one. Just because I think right now you have the better goalie. Going into the series, I think you have the better goalie. You have the more confident goalie. The goals that Otter's given up have seemed to be skate goals, into a jersey goal, bad tip, goal. I mean, it's hockey.
Or great shots that you can't do anything about.
Yeah. But he hasn't given up the soft, bad. No cheapies.
Yeah, he doesn't have many keeping him up at night after that series. Yeah, Hellebuck's got a ton.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I think Dallas has the better netminder in this one.
So the Justin Tucker thing with the Ravens carefully calling this a football decision, I thought it was weird. I thought they were avoiding it. But is this just them making clear that they don't want to put on that commissioner's exempt list, so there's no way he can get money? It's just a pure football decision?
Man, I need to ask somebody about that, because to me, if that's the case, yeah, then he would get paid. Maybe he was not kicking very well for them, and so there was some thought that they were maybe looking at a guy anyway, but then all this news came out about this. I just don't think they want to deal with it.
How about the Nuggets last night, though? I predicted they would lose this series in five. I thought OKC would be way too much for them on defense, and they were in the first half. Denver had 50 points, but they scored 71 in the second half. Aaron Gordon with a three a week after his game-winning dunk, 121-119. Denver strikes first. And you have to wonder there. I know OKC fortified their front court a little bit. Chet Holmgren is healthy. But Denver had 50 wins in the regular season. The Thunder had 68. It's now 1-0. I still think the Thunder are going to win this series. But are they perhaps a little bit vulnerable? It's still a one-man superstar show. If you can contain Shea or make him work for his shots, I think you got a chance. New York stunned Boston in overtime, 108-105. Jalen Brunson continuing to ball out. It's just unbelievable how good he is with that size and athleticism. He's killing it.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
we got
the NBA playoffs have been awesome.
It has, man. It's been great. Top 10 coming up next. What's the subject matter?
The most toxic fan base in all of college football next year in the Nate.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nation. But
all right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. We're going to do the Rangers player show right here with you. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. With the Frankels, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Yeah, the Rangers player show brought to you by Globe Life. For over 125 years, Globe Life has helped protect families when they need it most. Globe Life, make tomorrow better. Yeah, joining us now, pitcher who fell out of baseball heaven into the Rangers' laps on March 18th. Brian, I know you remember that day.
I was so grateful.
Had an injury there with our pitching staff, so we go to the 12-year veteran. Has a 3.28 ERA across five starts for the Rangers this year. Went 5 2/3, gave up just one run against the M's over the weekend. Two-time All-Star Patrick Corbin joining you now here on The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We are doing great. You know, excited to hopefully get this game in. How's the weather there in Boston?
Yeah, off day yesterday was rainy. It's still raining a little bit, but that's the weather this time of year here. But I think if it doesn't come down too bad here soon, maybe we'll get it in. So we're trying.
Yeah, we're checking the hourly here. It looks like it could clear up pretty good around game time. So, Patrick, we've only had you here for 6 weeks or so. Thanks for the amazing work you've done for the baseball team already. But what allowed you to just jump in here and be successful so quickly for them?
Yeah, I mean, I was really excited when I did sign here. Just looking at the roster on paper, it seems like one of the best teams in the league. And getting to know the guys and the organization, the people that are here, is really exciting. And it's a fun group to be around. It's a winning attitude here. Just a bunch of good people, and that's what makes it fun to come to the field every day, go out there, compete, and get things going.
Hey, Patrick, in baseball, when they say a guy is an innings eater, that's a compliment, right? In a good way, something you should be proud of?
Yeah, I mean, I always, every fifth day, just want to be available.
Sure.
And you just try to find the routine to stay on the field. And there's a lot of ups, a lot of downs in this game, and you try to still go out there, do your job. So whether you give up an extra run or two to get that extra inning or two to save those bullpen guys, is our job. So every fifth day, I'd like to go out there, get close, over 100 pitches, get as many innings as I can, and be reliable. And that's just something I've taken pride on in my career.
Have some, like, over the years, of some of the bullpen guys, like, bought you some steak dinners and stuff like that for saving them on a night or two?
I don't know. Maybe I'll buy them some dinner. That's I like doing that. So, outside of the field, going to dinner, I'll take ownership in that. Trying to find a restaurant, taking these guys out. But no, those guys are working hard there, and they're a couple, two, three times a day. I'm only one every fifth day, so maybe a little bit harder on those guys.
So, are we a foodie then? Are we a guy that, like, when we're in a town, we're gonna look up, you know, the special place to maybe go and try?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I like to do.
Good for you.
I've done that in the past and stuff, but yeah, just try to find the best place or somewhere unique, and we play in a bunch of great cities, so that's just kind of what we do.
Okay, we got to ask you then, what's your favorite restaurant in the big leagues?
I mean, all the steakhouses are pretty good. I think I kind of base those off of kind of the sides and stuff, but
there
I'm gonna go with something different in Arizona. Cafe Monarch. Played in Arizona for a while, but really high quality food there, and kind of fancy place, but the food's good.
I promise this will be the last food question, Patrick. But
no, don't you dare promise that.
But can you take a wine list and order for the table?
I enjoy some wine and some bourbon, so
okay, either one. You're good with me.
There's a handful of that I like to stay with, but there's a couple other guys that maybe are a little more experienced in that part, but there's a couple that I usually stick to.
Good
yeah.
for you.
Well, Patrick, obviously you're a sides guy, so let's go ahead and paint that picture. What's the ideal? Let's say you get two sides. You get your two sides to your steak. What are they?
I mean, some type of French fry, I think, is a go-to.
Oh,
everybody
go.
Likes that. And then, I don't know, I've been on a Brussels sprout kick, so if they have good ones, they can be good. But also, I don't know, usually the place we go to, they do a good job with those.
Is that, do you do them with, again, I'm asking, here's another question, but you like with the bacon and the chard? That kind of way?
Oh, yeah. When they're crispy, it makes everything better.
There you go.
It's Patrick Corbin here with you on 105.3 The Fan. Okay, so you like to go out to eat. Do you do anything interesting or extreme to keep your body ready with the fitness and everything?
I mean, you just, during the season, you find a routine that works. You don't want to overdo it. You just want to make sure your body's ready to go every fifth day. And we lift, we run, we do things like that. But you find a routine that works. You don't need to overdo it. You just you try to make sure your body's at the best. And that's the luxury of a starter. You know when you're going to pitch, so you have those opportunities to find out what works. So mixing in massages or things like that definitely help recovery. And then if you're going to have some wine one night, maybe you're not pitching the next day. So you're able to do that as well.
I love the story where you told the Rangers, yeah, I've done my own spring training, guys. I'll be good to go. Do you think you could stay home from all future spring trainings and just be ready? You got that routine down that well?
I mean, it was great to be with the family. Being in West Palm, I think, helped with the facilities that were available. But I think ideally, I mean, we thought be signed somewhere before that. But, I mean, everything happens for a reason. We signed and then had a baby 2 days later and then went back out to Texas. So that week was definitely a crazy weekend for my family. But we're excited. They're all out in Texas now, so getting settled in. So it's been a lot, but we've enjoyed it.
Congratulations on the baby.
Thank you.
Hey, Patrick, what's it like pitching with a mean spider bite on your foot?
Yeah, I mean, the team won't let that go. But we had an off day. The family just got there in Texas and was unpacking all day, moving around fine, and then was outside with the kids and started cooking dinner. And all of a sudden, my foot was killing me and couldn't put too much pressure on it and had no idea what it was, and iced it, kind of kept it elevated, got to the field the next day, and that's kind of what they told me. So I didn't really feel anything. I was just like, it hurts, and kind of the worst spot for swelling. It's tough to get out of there, but just kind of glad that's over with, and hopefully nothing else bites me the rest of the year.
Your teammates calling you Peter Parker. What are they calling you, Spider-Man now?
Yeah, Slider-Man now. So.
Slider-Man. That's awesome. Yeah. Your slider's pretty
dang mean.
I need
something to happen to one of these other guys so they can move on from it.
Do we have any pranks going with little plastic spiders and shoes or anything?
Just the web sign, you know. And my son's obsessed with Spider-Man now, too, so that's just a lot of Spider-Man.
Do we know what got you? Was it a recluse or a widow? Or
I don't know my spiders very well, but all I know is my foot hurt and probably took 10 days to get out of there to where I was moving around again. But just kind of glad that's over with and hopefully can move on.
It's Patrick Corbin here with you. So what is this, year 13? What adjustments have you made throughout your career to adjust as hitters have become more aggressive and the game's evolved?
Yeah, I mean, you always just try to find ways to get better. I mean, they're trying to, they scout you. There's a bunch of information on me, a bunch of video. So you just try to find different ways to get outs. And I think we kind of are leaning on the cutter a little bit more versus some of these right-handed hitters. I feel lefties, just being left-handed, throwing a slider, things are moving away from them, just trying to find a different way to get righties out. So that's kind of just been one of the biggest things the last couple of years. But just excited to kind of get a new start going here with a different organization and looking forward to continue to go out there and get things going.
When your slider is working, I imagine you can build a lot of things off that. What happens when the slider isn't working?
I've always been able to throw pitches to my glove side. So the cutter seems natural to me, the slider, the fastball into righty. So that's always been usually there for me. It's the changeup sometimes that maybe some games it works, some days it doesn't. But I think being able to have that cutter, have that two-seam into righties, just opens a lot of things up for me on the outside corner. So, but each game, each at-bat, things change. Lineups are different. And it just kind of depends what's going on that day. And I think just being around the catchers, too, that we have some veteran guys to where we can pick up swings and talk in between innings and kind of just find a game plan that works.
Patrick, when we were out spring training, I became obsessed with watching the life of a baseball, like how long it would last in a game. And I was ever wondering with a pitcher, is there ever a time the umpire throws you a ball and it just feels so good in your hands and you pitch it and then it goes away and the next ball is not as good? Does that ever cross your mind when you're out there?
Yeah, they can't figure out how to get the baseball the same every time, and
right.
It's sometimes it's slick, sometimes it's muddied up, but I don't know. Some guys are definitely very picky with it, but there's definitely times where you touch the ball, it just doesn't feel right, and maybe it feels good to somebody else, but or one of the fielders, or you throw it inside a hitter, and a bunch of pine tar comes back. So,
sure.
I personally like to throw those ones away, but some guys, I'm sure, use those for sure.
Yeah, I just wonder because I always count like, oh, that ball only lasted 7 pitches, or that one only lasted 2 pitches. I was just wondering if a pitcher goes, oh, damn, I lost my good ball there, you know, kind of a deal.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes the seams are higher on some of the balls, so yeah. People like that, but kind of just all preference.
Were you always a baseball guy growing up, or because I've heard you're quite the athlete?
I grew up in Syracuse, New York, so basketball was big when I was younger. I really enjoyed that, and played football as well. So I always knew I had a pretty decent arm, and never thought I'd be pitching this long in the big leagues. But I've enjoyed every second of it. It's been great, and I'm just trying to play long enough so my kids can remember.
Am I getting ball sacked when I read that you set a school record with 8 3-pointers in a game?
Yeah, that was in high school. So, yeah, I love basketball. I wish I could still play and keep it going, but it's kind of frowned upon here once you're in the big leagues.
So. I bet you can still dunk, though, Patrick.
Yeah. No, I still got all that. I'm still moving around. So probably a lot of the guys I played with in high school, if they're not playing sports, so I don't know, they're probably on the couch or whatever, a bunch of my friends. So I think I could beat them still.
So some summer camps with Jim Boeheim and that crew? Did you do some of those?
I got to meet him when we won the World Series in 19, and got to talk to the team and go out on the court there.
That's
and
cool.
Shoot around and stuff. So, yeah. That was great. Definitely miss having him coach that team, and pretty much that's a lot of people in Syracuse. That's what they look forward to is Syracuse basketball.
So were you a quarterback?
Yes, in high school, but I stopped playing in 11th grade and then played basketball in 11th grade, and the guys on the team were, hey, why don't you try out for baseball? So tried out for baseball, just pitched in high school in 11th and 12th grade, and kind of that was it.
So you didn't play Little League or anything?
I played Little League. I played, I was left-handed catcher, left-handed shortstop, things like that. So, but my
That's
first,
an athlete, yeah.
First season in our high school was our 11th grade there. So
senior year, he goes 8-0, 1.53 ERA, throwing 80 plus. That's awesome, dude.
So that changed your plans for after graduation pretty quick, huh?
Yeah, I didn't really, I don't know. I just enjoyed my first year at college. I played basketball and baseball up in Mohawk Valley in Utica, New York. And, didn't know how long I'd play. I just really enjoyed doing both of those things. So, and then that summer I was on a travel team, and that's kind of where baseball took off.
I don't know if you're a Knicks fan or not, but you're obviously in Boston right now. Did you get soaked up into the Knicks victory last night?
Yeah, I was surprised they came back down by 20 there, but it was a good finish there.
Patrick, we understand you're quite a card collector. Is this true? You like the sports cards?
I started last year. I don't know how big I am into it, but it seems like more and more guys are doing it. But I like some of the football cards, and a couple guys in the clubhouse were opening some packs last year and just kind of got into it a little bit. So,
I would love to just know the one teammate that you feel like has been the loudest and most obnoxious when it comes to the Slider Man stuff.
DeGrom's always saying it to me every day, but he kind of keeps to himself. He's more quiet, but for some reason, he loves that. So,
what about if next strikeout you do like a Peter Parker, like you throw the web with your two fingers?
Yeah, I don't do too much out there, but they've been doing it to me. So if you see the dugout there, okay. The game, they might be doing it.
I love it. The fun's happening. Thanks for letting us in, and thanks again for joining us here. And best of luck to you, man. Welcome to Texas.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Cheers. There he goes, Patrick Corbin here with you in the G-Bag Nation. His next start's coming up this weekend in Detroit
against
the Tigers. Put in some great work this past weekend against the Mariners once again.
And that was fun. Sports Hodgepodge coming up next, Chief.
The newest sport that's taking the internet by storm next in the nation.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Lucius. GBAC Nation 105.3 The Fan. Thanks again to Patrick Corbin for joining us here on The Fan. Okay, it's time now for a Sports Hodgepodge. Here's the Chief.
I have slid into each of your DMs on the Twitter. I would like for you to see the newest sport that is taking the internet by storm. We've seen this happen a little bit. Pickleball has been one of those that has taken over the world. The slap fighting stuff. This is sort of the football equivalent to slap fighting. It's called Run It Straight. And this is a padless Oklahoma drill where you have a painted line that is straight from the runner to the tackler. They're like 10, 15 yards apart, and they just sprint at each other. And the videos that I've seen are some of the most... violent.
I've seen
that's
this.
What the Islanders do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's their bag right there, bro.
So this is commonplace in some portions of the world.
Brutal videos, too.
Yeah.
Two men just coming together.
I thought I saw a guy literally die in one of these videos.
Crazy stuff.
This is how the true alpha is determined.
This is like, it seems like a rugby, these rugby guys are sort of built for this.
Seems like a Wooly Bully Jane Slater type of thing, actually.
Yeah, that's a fair point. And
just give it a beach and a volleyball net.
Walchuk was seeing stars after that.
Yeah.
But this right here, Run It Straight. Oh my gosh, I don't understand. And it's like regulated. This is like a sport. This isn't just like dudes in the backyard. This is they have
the one I saw. The guy going from right to left got hit so hard he wasn't moving.
I know. I think that's the one that where I'm like, did this? Because the video ends up ending, and I'm like, did his life also? Yeah. It was like, was that the it?
The guy going left to right hit him so hard, and when he fell, he just wasn't even moving.
These are brutal, man. My right front tooth is knocked back about 10 degrees compared to the left one, and it's still like loose. I'm surprised it didn't die.
From a collision like this?
Because when I was 17 years old, we were playing tackle football with no pads.
Yeah.
And it's just like your nose can break. Your teeth can get knocked out. You can get a concussion. You can get broken ribs. You could have a lung collapse. Like, what are we doing, guys?
Dinner.
these are like grown. I mean, now these mostly look like college age.
As a kid, you don't think about that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I remember getting tackled in the street, like, got knocked out of bounds and, like, shoulder into the pavement. You know,
you got
like,
road rash, you're popping up.
Popped up.
Second down.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, it's insane. I don't understand these people. I mean, I have a buddy that plays just for the fun of it. Like, he plays rugby. He's in, like, one of these rec league, like, beer league rugby. And, I mean, it is insane. Brutal hits. Yeah. I don't understand why. He's 31 years old making that life decision.
I mean, at least with rugby, there's going to be a lot of arm tackles. There's going to be a lot of me pitching the ball before you get to me. Like, we're trying to avoid the head-on collision. This is just lining up. This is just like the worst moment of a rugby game again and again and again.
Do you like the idea of this being the slap boxing of football, where it's just
I love it. I want to watch. These people are maniacs.
They are total maniacs. These are the type of dudes that everything goes back to the gorilla these days. These are the type of like brains that you need in terms of the 100 psychopaths.
Nobody should be able to do this sober, right? This is a 12-beer minimum for me in my lifetime.
Yes. Yeah. And nobody should be doing this over the age of probably 18. Like I can't imagine an adult making this decision, and it's happening right now all over our country. Run It Straight is the most insane sport I've ever seen.
Any older, you'd risk permanent injuries from some of these.
Did you guys see? We didn't mention this yesterday, but Mike Tirico had to punt on the Kentucky Derby broadcast.
He got sick.
Right? He got sick.
Yeah,
and apparently he said he ate something that had a nut in it, and he's got a nut allergy. So his throat and his nose and all that stuff clogged up on him. His breathing was affected in a huge way. He says he feels fine now. He was on the Today Show this morning. But apparently it was, I mean, how at this point are you just unaware? I don't think he was surprised that he had a nut allergy.
Well, that's,
right?
No.
You don't develop that super
knew that.
Late.
He knew
got
that.
A hot meal.
He knew that. Yeah, somebody offers him some food there at Churchill Downs, and he just couldn't turn it away, and he did. It's like me, like tricking Dawson, with cream cheese. I'll make something with cream cheese. I know Dawson hates it, but I'll put it in there, and he didn't. And I don't say anything, and he's fine. You know.
Yeah, that's true. But it's also not going to clog up his throat.
No,
like if you have an allergy that bad, ask anytime.
When I do a crawfish boil, I usually ask people if they're allergic to anything, like any of the seasonings or things like that, because I'll tell people what I put in it. But like, there's things like I've done it with like Dawson before. He's never said anything. So.
Can't believe you're putting cream cheese in your crawfish, though. That's
proprietary. No, there's some things that I put in like some of these Italian dishes and stuff like that. That you just kind of like, oh, okay, we're good.
Hey,
it's onions. I put onions in stuff. He didn't say anything about the onions.
I have a little nugget.
Even though I know he hates onions.
Little football nugget here in the hodgepodge.
What's now that? He's not going to eat anything.
At least he's not allergic to any of these things.
No, I know that. If he was like allergic to onions, I wouldn't put it in there. Like we did one time. Like here is the story of Dawson. Here we do po' boys, strip po' boys.
Absolutely.
Dawson hates it dressed, but the best way to eat it is dressed with all the lettuce and tomato and all that and the mayonnaise and all that stuff. That's part of it. So I just get him a shrimp basket.
There you go.
So he didn't have to get all
that. You go
that
with the pivot.
It's wisdom.
Pivot, yeah.
Jalen Milroe, Seahawks rookie quarterback. He's going the Jaden Daniels route. We might have Jaden Daniels 2.0.
VR?
What?
He's going VR.
Oh, man.
This could happen for him. Jalen Milroe.
Okay, I don't know if this is fixable, though.
Okay, now here's the deal. That's obviously not going to fix his accuracy. There's other components to his game that has to be refined.
A lot of it, yeah.
But I every single quarterback, like we shouldn't just be talking about Jalen Milroe with this thing. Every one of these quarterbacks should be doing the Jaden Daniels virtual.
The Cowboys had a $250,000.
No, but that was like a decade ago.
I'm just telling you though, they tried to get Dak to do it, and I think
they should
have better headsets now though.
Well, okay, yeah,
that early Oculus stuff that kind of gave me a headache too. If I was Dak, I'd be like, what am I even doing here?
Every day at practice, they were behind filming every play. You know the little thing, and so yeah, they had the opportunity. I think he went in there one time.
Yeah. I don't blame him. Made me feel like I was getting fisheye or something.
Yeah. I can imagine whatever it was they were using a decade ago has nothing on the new age VR stuff. Jaden Daniels, it's completely changed his career arc. So J.J. McCarthy of the Vikings has been doing it throughout his injury and his rehab process, so we'll see how it benefits him. But Jalen Milroe's doing it now, and again, I think that should be mandated for all these guys. Okay, beer sales over the last year in the U.S., I have the top five. It's time to play a game. Who is, what beer is in the top five? Lucius, you can chime in on this.
Lucius is going to get this one right off the jump.
In terms of total sales over the last year in the United States, who is the king beer in America?
Got it, Lucius?
Who makes Coors Light? Anheuser-Busch?
Miller Coors? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, them.
Coors is number four on the list at $3.13 billion in sales.
Who makes Modelo?
Modelo, I don't know, but that's what we're doing this by.
I know.
Like, Modelo is number one.
No, I'm answering the, I'm playing like the Jeopardy thing.
Gotcha. Modelo, I think now 2 years running.
Yeah, Modelo.
That Modelo,
I thought Lucius was going to throw it because of the boxing tie.
Over $5 billion in sales for Modelo.
Yeah.
That's your number one beer going right now.
Yeah.
Corona in the top five?
Corona is number five.
Is Budweiser in there?
Number two.
The heavy.
Budweiser's still getting it done. And then there's Miller that light beer that all the ladies like to drink. No. This is Ultra. Not the Miller Lite. This is
the Ultra?
The Michelob.
Wow.
Michelob's number three.
College kids in Texas do too.
Yeah.
Drink the Michelob.
The Michelob seems to be the hot ticket right now.
At the Crawfish Boil, that was very prevalent.
Lucius, did you soak in any more of the Met Gala yesterday when you got home, or was there anything else?
I just watched the red carpet situations. People talk about outfits, and that was about it. I was looking for Cam Newton.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I was Cam, I'd be pretty upset about that, man.
Lucius.
They took his whole swag and everything and made a whole party. Like, we had a party in your honor and did not invite you. And I was looking for Fonzworth J. Bentley, too. Out there.
So he's inspired this new look, and they didn't
even invite
him?
Everybody there
had his
look.
Well, he didn't inspire, but he's definitely been rocking it for a long time.
Yeah.
And then now they have a party with, you've been rocking this since football camps. You out there with football camps with them goofy-ass hats on with feathers in them trying to coach kids.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And now they're throwing a party in your likeness and you're not invited? That's crazy, bro.
Especially in the NIL era that we're living in right now.
I hope I don't put you on the spot. Somebody showed up with a piano on his back.
Oh, yeah, that was Andre 3000.
Andre 3000.
That goes back to your question, Broadus.
Yeah. Which son will be
the most talented of the Erykah Badu babies?
Oh, it's got to be that one, right?
Andre 3K.
I'm glad he showed up, though. You know what I mean? Because he's always been dressing like that, too, like a dandy.
Yeah.
Dude, you mentioned Jeff Goldblum.
Boy, he had that S on, bro. He had that S on.
He had a diamond watch.
They're all wearing watches that are over $1 million and $2-3 million.
Okay, this was the most expensive one that I was reading about. I saw a handful, half a mils, whatever.
Yeah.
This dude had, like, Saquon had a pretty impressive watch.
They got on Saquon because he was dressed like he was going to the Oscars. He had on a black tux.
Yeah, he didn't get too wild with it.
No,
this is usually an opportunity to do something.
Diana
weird.
Ross went with a like it looked like a baseball, like a tarp. It was like the tail on her dress was like it took up the whole.
Like three or four people walking with it.
Yeah, walking with it was.
I bet Saquon's Taylor was like, "Oh my God, what?"
Yeah.
Stephon Diggs was doing his thing. He went buck wild with it. But Goldblum's was a $750K watch.
I thought there was $1 million watch. Diamonds. Yeah, I thought there were a couple watches that were big.
I didn't even know they made watches that could possibly cost that much. Well, seven-figure watches.
You remember Bubba Watson that played, you know, the Masters, left hand
golf guy.
He plays golf in a watch that's $540,000.
Coolest thing I ever seen him have. He had a hovercraft golf cart.
Yeah.
So if there was a water hazard, he could just keep driving right over.
Oh, that is legendary.
Pretty pimp daddy there. I guess you probably have to bust that out at a private course.
Yeah, it's a private course.
Yeah, Tom Brady gave his son a $3 million watch. Remember the Jacob Jones?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. $3
million. $3
million.
Gotta
buy the kids love. Okay. Top stories at three coming up next. Stars and Jets, the latest news going into game one and what we know about why the Rangers made that switch with their hitting coach. It's coming up next year. G-Back Nation, the fan.